Okay, good morning. I won't start yet, but just there are the eight of you in the class today, so everybody's here. It's nice to see some familiar faces, some new faces, and maybe they explained how you're going to do this, but I'll read the question, and then I'm going to just ask you to pass the microphone around. Because there are eight students, I don't think everyone is going to have a chance to answer each question, okay? So for that reason, we'll just go on to the next question. And if you have any questions about your answer, then you can just ask me about it if you're not sure about a phrase. I'll also ask some extra questions just so everybody stays awake and doesn't fall asleep. So be prepared for some extra questions, because at the guide test, they ask you about extra questions. So if I ask you that and you can't answer, don't feel embarrassed or don't cry. It's okay, because someone will answer. And I usually have answers. They might not always be 100% correct, but I try to give, good information. So if you can't answer it, then we'll find a way to do it. Okay. Okay, usually I try to start with a different person each week, so we'll see how it goes. Would you like to start? I'll give you this, and I'm going to talk first for a minute, okay? Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good, nice to see you. Thank you for coming to the third Tokun Seminar, and I'm glad to see everybody here. What we're going to do is answer the questions in the book. The model answers are there for you. Of course, you can make your own answers. And then I will also give some information on how to make the answer easier for you to say, or maybe some different words so you're familiar with it. Before we go, I'd like to just mention that in your book, I think it's right after, it's next to page one. Right next to page one, there's the examination criteria. And I believe if you've, studied this, you've gone through this before. But I think I'd like to just briefly explain what these mean. Because at the guide test, when you give an answer, they will judge you on these six criteria. And if you do very well in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but very poorly in 6, you will not pass. Unfortunately, you need to pass a high level with every one of these criteria. So you can't have 2 out of, or 4 out of 6 or 5 out of 6. You have to have 6 out of 6 very good. So with that, let me just explain briefly what each one means. So listening comprehension is, I think, you understand what that means. It's basically, did you understand the question? If they ask you, how high is Mount Fuji, and you say yakitori is grilled chicken, I think you're going to have a problem. So if you don't understand the question, ask them to repeat it. Say, I'm very sorry, I don't quite understand your question. Could you repeat it, please? Or confirm what they mean. How high is Mount Fuji? You mean Mount Fuji, the highest mountain in Japan? So you confirm before you answer. If you're not sure, it's better that you confirm rather than just say some kind of strange answer. Okay, so that's, I think, very easy part. Second one is speaking ability. And that's basically, some of this is regarding how you look and how you sound. So if you're very nervous, students don't talk very loud, they're kind of nervous. So don't try to be nervous. I know it's difficult, but you have to be able to sound, very nice and professional. And also, make eye contact with the speakers. In the room, there will be at least 2 or 3 speakers. So even the one person might ask the question, look at both of them. And if they don't smile, you need to smile. Maybe some are friendly and they will smile. Some will have a very serious face. But you have to look, nice. So when you give your answer, make sure that you're speaking to them, you're not looking out the window or down, or a lot of students look up to the ceiling because they think the answer is written on the ceiling, right? But it's unfortunately not there. Next is pronunciation and grammar. Okay, for grammar, what I have suggested is that you prepare your answer. And that's why you come to class here. One of the reasons you're here is so that I can help you make a good answer with good grammar. And once you have your answer set, then just memorize that answer. You don't have to add extra information, or you don't have to give any more information. If that's a nice answer, then just memorize that answer and practice it. So don't think of new things to say each time. And so that requires homework. And students who have come before know that if you prepare your own answer, then I can help you better. Because if some students, many students, just think in their head, and oh, I know the answer, what's sakura? Oh, sakura is cherry blossoms. They're beautiful. Okay, what did you say? Sakura, they're beautiful cherry blossoms. You can't remember what you said. So I can't help you to correct your mistakes, because I can't write everything you say. So the best thing is for you to prepare your answer and write it, and then we can fix the grammar. And again, because we don't have time for everybody to answer every question, if you're not sure about a phrase or a word, you can ask me about it. That's what you're here for, to share information. The next part, I actually started with grammar first. This number three is pronunciation and grammar. But with pronunciation, I'll try to help you with that. And some words are difficult to say. And to me, you know, this is a very easy trick, and it sounds a little strange to say, but if you have trouble saying a word, then don't say it. If they ask what kind of fish are there in Japan, in the oceans around Japan, you say, oh, there's a makura, makuru, makuru, makureru, makuroru. If you can't say mackerel, there's other fish. You know, there's salmon, there's tuna, there's bonito, there's sardine. Say things you can say easy. Okay, a lot of words they give you here, for example, Mount Fuji is majestic. Well, that's a nice word. If you don't like majestic, just say beautiful. Or there's another word about the geography of Japan, right? It's, you know, Japan is a mountainous country. And a lot of students have trouble saying mountainous. They're mountainous, and, you know, and it doesn't sound very good. So what do you say? Oh, Japan has many mountains. So, you know, change the words if you're having trouble saying it. Because a guide test is not a test to see your level of fancy words. The guide test is to be able to see what you can say well. And if Japan is a mountainous country, and if Japan has many mountains, they're the same thing. If you can't pronounce one, then your pronunciation is no good. So think of the words you want to say in your answer. And if you have trouble with it, you can ask me to help you with pronunciation, or think of other words that are easier, because many of these words you might not know very well. Some words you know from junior high school, and they're usually the easiest words because you know them well. They're very simple, and they work with the guide test. Next one, number four, is ability to respond flexibly to the question asked. This is probably the most difficult one, because many times students say, what happens if I don't know what to say? Well, one of the things you can say is maybe just from your own personal experiences. You might not know, you know, exactly how high Mount Fuji is. Well, it's around, well, oh, about 3,000, no, about 4,000 meters or something. Right? Or it's one of the biggest, one of the tallest. So these things don't make your answer exact. Or Meiji Restoration started around 1870, which is okay, even though maybe 1868 is the real year. You might not remember all of these dates and sizes. You know, Todaiji's 49 meters, 47, oh, it's about 50. So then you say things like that. So that's one of the things is, you know, try to remember some of these answers, and then also, you know, about these things are fine, I think, for the guide test. And then when you answer flexibly, some of the answers are nice if you give your own experiences, such as, you know, what is, you know, hanami? Well, hanami is, you know, cherry blossom viewing, and people have picnics. And every year I go with my family to Shinjuku Gyoen, and we have a nice time. So you can add personal things so it sounds kind of friendly. Next is number five, motivation and enthusiasm. Again, this is, you know, look like you're enjoying your time. Even though you're very nervous at the guide test, you have to look happy and smile. And don't look like a statue, right? Everyone sits there like a statue, like you're stone. But, you know, move a little bit. Don't make nervous habits like Oh, I think Mount Fuji is beautiful. Don't do that, because some students do that. I've seen that when we have mock interviews, they start doing things with their hands. So try to be a little calm, but don't stand like a stone statue, but move a little bit. But also don't talk like a robot, right? So, you know, yakitori is grilled chicken. You know, try to, you know, make a nice flow. Yakitori is grilled chicken, you know. So those are the things that are helpful. And then finally, the aptitude is number six. Aptitude for a tour guide in terms of impression and hospitality. Again, this is where your smiles help. And this is also where your hospitality is very important. And, you know, for example, today is a question is, what is the best way to go from Osaka to Tokyo? Oh, Shinkansen. Well, that answers the question, but is that a real nice answer? No. You know, we talk about shopping. Where can you buy souvenirs? Asakusa. Well, that's true, but where is Asakusa? What can you buy there? How do you get there? So these types of things, when you add to your answers, it makes it much better. And finally, I like to mention that, you know, when you give an answer, maybe some variety. For example, the same question, where can you buy souvenirs? Well, you can buy souvenirs in Asakusa. Well, maybe the tourist can't go to Asakusa. Oh, you can go to a department store. Oh, okay, so many department stores in Ginza, Shinjuku, Ikebukuro, Shibuya. And then also there's the Oriental Bazaar in Harajuku, which is near Meiji Jingu. So you could maybe go to Meiji Jingu and go to the Oriental Bazaar. So make your answers hospitable. Make them full of information so that they don't, that the tourist doesn't ask you why, where, how. You know, so if you just say, you know, buy souvenirs in Asakusa, then how do I go there? What kinds of souvenirs? Where is Asakusa? These types of things. Okay? So I think I'm about ready to ask the first question. And we're talking about one of Japan's World Heritage Sites. Again, I think there are many sites and there are many places you can stay. So what is, there's different choices. So this, say, name the place that you're comfortable with. Okay, what is your answer for about one of Japan's World Heritage Sites?
I will tell you about the Fukushima Shrine on Miyajima Island in Hiroshima Prefecture. Miyajima literally means Shrine Island, has been worshipped as a god from the ancient times. The Fukushima Shrine is noted for its wooden buildings extending into the sea on long pillars. Its large red torii is very famous, and many of the buildings are connected by the corridors stretching above the sea. So the shrine appears floating on the sea floating on the water at high tide.
Okay, can you say that last part again? This is the most difficult thing for students to say for some reason. And try that sentence again. What did you write about floating on the sea?
So the shrine appears floating on the sea at high tide.
Okay, the tide, the shrine appears like it is floating on the sea. Sounds a little better.
Like it is floating on the sea.
Yes, or it appears like it is floating on the sea, or the shrine looks like it is floating on the sea. It's very standard, common, easy to understand English. So the shrine looks like it is floating on the sea at high tide.
So the shrine looks like it is floating on the sea at high tide.
Yes, good. All right, good. Have you ever been there?
Yes, of course. Because I'm from Hiroshima.
Oh, okay, you're from Hiroshima, so she can be the tour guide then. Good, okay. Good, let's ask you the same question. Tell me about one of Japan's World Heritage Sites.
Okay, I would tell you about its Fukushima Shrine again.
Okay, yeah. That's okay, if you say it's again. Well, and a lot of people say, I want to say her answer. Right? But you don't have to include her part. It's just between you and me. I don't want to sound like I'm you know, me. But just pretend you never heard that. That's the best thing in all of these answers. That, oh, it's the same thing like she said, or I agree with her. But anyway, so that's probably not a good habit in the class to do that, if you know what I mean. Yeah? Okay. So we'll start again. And tell me about one of Japan's World Heritage Sites.
Okay, and I would tell you about Miyajima. Miyajima literally means Shrine Island, and it's on the Seto Inland Sea and belongs to Hiroshima Prefecture. An outstanding feature of Miyajima is its large red torii gate of its Tsukushima Shrine. And when the sea is at high tide, the shrine and the torii gate look like they are floating on the sea. And the shrine was built very long time ago and rebuilt by Taira no Kiyomori in the late 12th century. And behind the shrine, there are many beautiful mountains, so you can enjoy viewing the color contrast between that beautiful red torii gate and shrine, and blue sky and seas and green mountains.
Okay, good. So the contrast be the sea. I don't know if you have your answer. Did you have seas?
A sea.
Sea. See?
See?
Okay, maybe sometimes people have nice answers written, but they kind of get nervous when they speak. And then the only other thing was built a very long time ago. And even though this is very, very picky and it's only a, it's a very, you know, one letter word, if you say these words in your answer sounds much more fluent. It sounds, you know, closer to native, and that's what you need. So even though we say, it was built long time ago, everybody understands you, but it was built a long time ago sound, oh, she's really good, you know. So tourists would have no trouble understanding her. It doesn't sound like broken English. Okay, good. Where is Miyajima? How can I get there? Do you know?
Yes, and if you are in Tokyo, you would take a Shinkansen bullet train, and then the fastest type of Shinkansen would take you from Tokyo to Hiroshima Station within 4 hours, and then then you would transfer to another JR line or private line to Miyajima Gucci Station, and it takes about 30 minutes. Then you'd walk onto the ferry port. Mm-hmm. Then you would go on the ferry, and it takes about 15 minutes from Miyajima Gucci port.
Oh, okay. Sounds like you've been there.
Yeah.
You don't live there.
No.
Okay, good. All right, good. So now we know it takes how long it takes. So from Hiroshima to Miyajima or the ferry, it takes a half an hour. Is that about right?
15 minutes.
From Hiroshima?
From Miyajima, nearest port to the Miyajima, port of Miyajima.
Right, it takes about 15 minutes. But what about Hiroshima to
Hiroshima
the
to
boat, to the ferry? Is it half an hour?
It takes about half an hour.
Half an hour?
Half an hour from Hiroshima Station to Miyajima Gucci.
To the boat, wherever.
Station, yeah. The nearest station to the port.
Okay, good. All right, good. Let's ask the same question. Let's see. Where is your... Let's pass it to her. Okay? Where would you recommend for a World Heritage Site?
I would like to tell you about Horyuji Buddhist Temple. Located in the town of Ikaruga, about 7.5 miles from Nara, southwest of Nara. Horyuji, meaning the flourishing, temple of flourishing law, features the oldest wooden building in the world. These masterpieces of Asuka period were built in 607 on the order of Empress Suiko and Prince Regent Shotoku. Some of the buildings may have been destroyed by a fire about 7 years later, but rebuilt in the 8th century. Horyuji was the first site in Japan to be designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The temple presents visitors with the opportunity to view some of Japan's finest historical works of art in a pleasant atmosphere. Most of the major buildings in the precincts have long been named national treasures. Hmm.
Good. All right. That's a good answer. Sure. Hōryūji, right? What I'll ask you the same thing. What is one World Heritage Site you recommend?
Okay. I will tell you about temples and shrines in Nara City. Nara City used to be an ancient capital during the Nara period, which was about 1,300 years ago. And during that time, Emperor Shōun built many temples to calm down the battles between aristocrats and drive away
epidemics.
Huh?
Okay.
And among the temples, Todai Temple is very famous for the great image of Buddha, which is the largest bronze statue in the world,
okay,
which is 18 meters high. The Nara city itself is just like a park, not like Kyoto. So after you leave Todai Temple, you can walk to Kofuji Temple, which is also famous, and then go to Kasuga Taisha Shrine, also on foot. And if you have time, you can go to Hōryūji Temple, which is the oldest wooden structure building in the world. Mm. Also, it's it has been designated as World Heritage.
Good, designated site. As a World
as
Heritage.
As a World Heritage site.
Good, that's probably fine. Yeah, otherwise, sometimes I forgot to mention, but if your answer is good, but if you make it too long, it's not really good. You know what I mean? Because at the guide test, I've always heard that the more questions they ask you, the better chances you have of passing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't talk 5 minutes about World Heritage Site or where to shop or souvenirs, because the more questions they can ask you, the better chances you have of passing, which sounds a little strange because everyone thinks, oh, if I know lots about Nara, I can talk about Nara for 10 minutes. So then only one question and I pass. But they actually need to ask you more questions. So their answer was good. That's the right length. So fine. Okay. What? How many World Heritage Sites are there in Japan?
11. There are 11 cultural World Heritages.
Okay.
And 3 natural World Heritages.
Okay.
And I've watched.
And there's three. Anybody know? Kabuki.
Kabuki
no Bundaku.
Kabuki no Bundaku.
What are they? They're intangible.
Intangible.
I heard they're also World Heritage.
Really?
Not sites, but they're World Heritage. Some kind of
intangible cultural
mm-hmm. assets. But I heard they're some kind of, they've been designated as a World Heritage intangible asset or something like that, I think. Anyway, good. So there's that. That's the number. So.
Okay.
Good. Did you have?
Thank you.
Kabuki no and Bundaku's not.
When you asked, how many national heritage is 14?
Yeah, that's fine. This 14, right? But I was just adding extra information that those three are sure. Those three are also part of the UNESCO World Heritage culture. So good. Let's start with you. We're going to go to question number two. Question number two, because we have to go all through all these questions today. Question number two says, when and where can I see cherry blossoms?
You can see cherry blossoms during springtime. In most parts of Japan, excluding tropical islands such as Okinawa, Ogasawara, and so on. Normally, in main islands, you can see cherry blossoms from end of March through end of April. But in Hokkaido, however, you can see cherry blossoms during beginning of May.
Mm-hmm. And when can you see cherry blossoms in Okinawa?
There are no cherry blossoms of the kinds in main islands in Okinawa. There are other kinds of cherry blossoms in Okinawa, and you can see them during early March.
Okay.
But it's very different.
Okay, they're different. I don't know. I've never been to Okinawa in cherry blossom time, but I thought there are some that bloom in January?
Late January,
yeah. But it's a different kind?
Different kind from most cherry blossoms around here.
What's the cherry blossoms around here called?
It's called Somei Yoshino.
Okay, good. So there's Somei Yoshino. In Okinawa, I don't know what type are there. Do you know the name?
I don't know the name, but it's very different.
Okay.
It's very much more colorful compared to the ones around main island.
Yaizakura?
No.
No, not that. Okay. Yaizakura is double petaled or multiple petal, which are more pink colored, right? Okay, good. And what's your answer? When can we see cherry blossoms? When and where can I see cherry blossoms?
Cherry blossoms can be viewed at many locations across Japan. And the point is, when you are in Japan, it will start blooming in late January in Okinawa. And it will last only 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. So we move up to the north, like Hokkaido. It will bloom like mid-May.
Okay, but they will bloom.
They will bloom late May.
Okay.
So it's called the so-called cherry blossom front line moving up to the north.
Right.
But when you are in the Tokyo area, late March and between late March and early April, you will have a chance to look at the nice cherry blossom views. In Tokyo and places like famous viewing places, Ueno Park, maybe Chitori-gakuchi is a part of the Imperial Palace, and Shinjuku Gyoen. So I think those are places that you should go.
Sure, good. Okay, good. Good answer. Okay, let's ask him the same thing. When and where can I see cherry blossoms in Japan?
Yes, cherry blossoms or sakura can be viewed at many locations throughout Japan. From late January in Okinawa to mid-May in Hokkaido. And the blossoms reach their peak earlier in the south than in the north.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But usually last for only 10 days or so. Nearly all the Japanese cities have local parks with beautiful cherry blossoms. And popular viewing spots in Tokyo include Chidori-gakuchi, Ueno Park, and Aoyama Cemetery.
Okay, good. What is Yozakura?
Yodakura, it literally means a cherry blossoms in the night. And normally people flock together under the cherry blossoms and enjoy eating, drinking, and speaking. And seeing a beautiful white flower behind black in the night.
Right, okay, black flowers.
Flowers.
Right, no, there's not only one, right? You have many flowers, right? Okay, good, all right. Do you want to do sakura? Well, I want to ask you, why do Japanese like cherry blossoms? There's many reasons, by the way, so you don't have to give everything, but more than one, try.
Yes, cherry blossoms have been regarded as the most beautiful flowers from the ancient times. In the oldest time, the flowers meant sakura, cherry blossoms. And there are many poems about cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry blossoms are in their peak only for a week.
Only bloom for a week?
Cherry blossoms bloom at their peak only about a week. And so Japanese people feel feel and love the loneliness of the flowers as well.
Okay, right, they feel sentimental.
Sentimental, right, and sentimental. Now beauty of the cherry blossom.
Right, sentimental, because cherry blossoms don't have a long life, so maybe we don't have a long life, so they feel sentimental. Okay, you said the original flower viewing. What did you said something about flower viewing was cherry blossoms or plum, right? Hanami. Original hanami was plums.
Yes.
And then they changed to cherry blossoms in the Heian period?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so good. What are some other reasons? Do you know any other reasons why Japanese like cherry blossoms? What do cherry blossoms mean to the Japanese?
What?
Yeah, what did cherry blossom, when you see cherry blossom, what do you think? What do you feel?
It reminds us of our new life, new start of our lives.
Right.
Because especially in Tokyo area, when the cherry blossoms are in full bloom in spring, and the new the school starts in April, and the new business term starts in April. So, Japanese people feel the spring is the new.
The new start, is here.
It's here,
and right?
And I think basically the cherry flower is just beautiful and
sure.
Pretty.
Pretty, and it's all over the country. And the other thing is, finally after winter, when people see cherry blossom, they, oh, spring is here, right? So there's many reasons why Japanese like cherry blossoms. Okay. All right, I think we've covered quite a few little extra things with cherry blossoms. Number three question says, where in Tokyo would you recommend I visit? Where do you recommend?
I would recommend Sensoji Temple in Asakusa. And it is located in the northeastern part of Tokyo. And Sensoji is the most famous and the oldest temple in Tokyo, built in the 7th century. And first of all, you would see the huge gate called Kaminarimon, literally means thunder gate, and a huge red lantern hangs from the top of the gate.
Okay, yeah.
Then you would go through the approach road called Nakamise Dori, which is lined with many shops selling traditional Japanese souvenirs and traditional Japanese sweets.
Okay.
And then you would come across the Hozomon Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a huge incense burner. And then the smoke from the incense burner is regarded as Buddha's breath. And then people cut their hands, then move the smoke towards themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally you would reach the main hall of Sensoji Temple. Mm-hmm. Actually, Sensoji Temple is now under reconstruction until November this year.
Okay.
But although it is under this construction, you can enjoy walking on the Nakamise Dori, mm-hmm. so I would recommend Sensoji Temple.
Okay, good. All right, right. It's under construction. You can go in. There's also the pagoda?
Yeah.
Right, next door there's a pagoda. And what was the smoke, people put the smoke for what reason? What's the reason?
Because the smoke from the incense burner will cure what you're suffering.
Okay, right, it helps cure what you have an illness or a weak part of your body. Right, so you put it on your head because, right? No, my brain needs lots of smoke, right? The weakest part of my body. Okay. Good. Okay. What's your answer? Where would you recommend people visit in Tokyo?
I would recommend to visit Miraikan in Odaiba and Meiji Shrine in Harajuku.
Okay.
Miraikan, means National Museum of Emerging Science and Innovation. That's Miraikan.
Okay.
When I visited Miraikan, I went back to a school student, excited, impressed by the cutting-edge science and technology, the state-of-art knowledge and innovation shown in front of my eyes. I guarantee you will never be bored.
Okay, okay, I have to go there.
That's for Meiji Shrine, the largest shrine, Shinto shrine in Tokyo. It is dedicated to Emperor Meiji and Empress Shoken, who oversaw Japan's entry into the modern world following the Meiji construction in 1868. It's located adjacent to JR Yamanote Line Harajuku Station. The shrine is stood in the first rank of government-supported shrines, and it's made up primarily of Japanese cypress in kappa and the traditional Shinto shrine style, which officially completed 74 years ago, taking 6 years. Its serene space provided an oasis to Tokyoites and the hustle and bustle city life.
Okay, good. All right. I think we say Meiji Restoration?
Meiji Restoration.
Yeah, Restoration. I think you said Reconstruction.
Did I?
Yeah, maybe.
I meant Meiji Restoration.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Maybe I didn't hear correctly. But good. At least you know. That's good. So, okay.
I know, yes.
Good. All right. Let's ask you, where in Tokyo would you recommend I visit?
If you're interested in shrines, temples, and gardens, I recommend you to visit Meiji Shrine, Sensoji Temple, and Rikugen, which is a garden. Meiji Shrine is the oldest, the Meiji Shrine is the most popular shrine. And because it is surrounded by the forest, it is very calm. Okay. So you may feel as if you are in the nature, and you may forget you are in at the center of Tokyo.
Okay.
Sensoji Temple is located in Asakusa area, and it's very busy place where you can buy many kind of souvenirs. The shops are lined on the street. Called Nakamise.
Okay.
The Rikugen is a typical Japanese style of garden, which has a big pond, man-made rock, man-made hills, and a tea house. So you can enjoy the garden itself and also the flowers and trees.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. How do I go to Rikugen?
Okay. It's very close to the Komagome station of JR station, JR line, so it takes only 20 minutes from Tokyo station.
Okay, and is there a good season to visit Rikugen?
Yes, cherry blossom season is very good because they call Shidare Sakura, which is a special sakura, cherry blossom. And also in April and May, there are many, many
flowers? What kind of flower? Or
tsuji ってなん
て言うんです
か?
Azalea.
Azalea. So that garden is famous for azalea.
Right, okay. It's famous in azalea. I think, like I said, the cherry blossom. What is it? Sudare?
Shidare Sakura is
something.
Not like this, but like
Shidare, it's hanging down. Weeping sakura, weeping cherry blossoms. Yeah. Good. Okay, let's ask you, where would you recommend visitors see in Tokyo?
Okay, there are many beautiful places, traditional places in Tokyo, such as temples, museums, and shrines. But if you're tired of those kind of traditional places, and if you want to enjoy modern part of Tokyo, I will recommend you to go to Akihabara. In Akihabara, there are so many large electricity stores.
Okay, electronics.
Electronics stores.
Okay.
And you can enjoy cosplay fashion shows, maid cafes, and comic cafes.
Okay.
And you can see so many young people wearing some very new kind of clothes over there. Most of them are from animation and other kind of characters.
Okay, good. All right, so we have many places to see in Tokyo. Good. Yeah, I think that's fine. Let's go on. One of the other things, where any place else, usually the common are Sensoji and Asakusa, Meiji Shrine, just shopping cities like, Ginza or Shinjuku are also interesting. Harajuku, right, for young people, and department store basements, Depachika, I think are really interesting for foreigners to see, travel, because of all the different foods and things. There's such a variety, and it's fun to look at. So those are not really limited to Tokyo. You can go to Osaka or any place and do that. But it's interesting. Okay, good. What we're going to do is go to question four. Question four says, what is the most comfortable season to travel in Japan? Okay.
In Japan, we have four distinct seasons. With rainy season in early summer. And Japan summer is very hot and humid, and winter is very, very cold. So I think it's agreeable that spring and autumn are best seasons of the year for traveling and sightseeing, except that typhoons are most common.
In autumn,
so cross your fingers to avoid typhoons.
Okay.
But the spring and autumn is the best season.
Okay. Do you have a favorite season?
I would say spring is my favorite season because everything just starts. It's official sign. Now let's go to the new season.
Okay. Right, it has nicer weather, it's warming up, has many flowers. But people say they like spring, they say they like because of cherry blossoms, that's fine. But cherry blossoms only bloom, 10 days? Yeah, so cherry blossoms and other flowers, like you mentioned, azalea and wisteria and, even hydrangea are kind of late spring and early summer, but those are also nice, so. Okay, everyone's going to, now this number four, everyone, if anyone says summer and winter, I think you're going to fail the test, right? For number four, what's the most comfortable season? If you say winter and summer, I think that's not a good answer, right? Everyone's supposed to say fall and spring, right? I think so, right? Common sense. Okay. Let's ask you, just to repeat probably, what is the most comfortable season to travel in Japan?
Well, Japan has four seasons, and of course each season has its own charm. But considering mild and stable climate, most of the Japanese would agree that spring and autumn are the best season. And these are the best times of the year for traveling as well as sightseeing. Mm-hmm.
And so I love summer. Why is summer a nice time to visit Japan?
Of course, people who like marine resorts or enjoy sun tanning, summer is also good. But as you know, we have typhoon in the season.
Typhoons.
Mm-hmm. So although you make up some plan to travel, but sometimes typhoon will obstruct you to enjoy the vacation.
Okay. All right. What are some other reasons? I'll ask her. What are some other reasons summer is nice?
In summer, although the weather is hot and humid, there is a big charm such as summer festivals mm-hmm. and fireworks display.
Right, okay.
Fireworks displays are held all over Japan in July and early August. Mm-hmm. And many people flock to the scene to enjoy the fireworks display. Sometimes I'm wearing yukata, like cotton kimono.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, so the summer, I like summer because, you know, I don't normally dress in suit and tie every day. I wear t-shirts, shorts, and sandals. So the clothes are very easy to wear, right? You don't have to put on an overcoat and a scarf and hat and things. So, good. Let's go. Everyone's answered question number four. When people ask about, you know, what is, you know, the best season to visit Japan, most people might say spring or fall. I particularly like to answer fall because there are, I think, more reasons in spring. Spring is nice weather and flowers, but to me, fall, it's usually more clear days. It's not humid. It's very pleasant. And you have nice food, like she mentioned, persimmons and grapes and the Pacific soury. You have chestnuts, mushrooms, pears, all kinds of nice food, which, you know, when you after the summer, everybody starts to eat again because it just matches well. So I think fall is nice. And plus, you also have what in fall to see? What do you see in fall, Nikko? Right? Famous. For what? Yeah, the fall leaves. So that's also a very good attraction of fall also, or the fall leaves to see. Okay, good. So we've kind of covered this. The number five is, are there many hot springs in Japan? Please recommend one of them. So can you tell me about a hot spring to visit in Japan?
Sure. So I would recommend you Dogo Onsen in Ehime Prefecture in Shikoku Island.
Okay.
It is one of the oldest hot spring resorts in Japan. And the main attraction is Dogo Onsen Honkan, the wooden big bathhouse.
Okay, big wooden bathhouse.
A big wooden bathhouse mm-hmm. constructed in the Meiji era. Mm-hmm. It is a three-tiered wooden structure and
okay, three-storied
wooden structure and. You can enjoy a public bath and relaxation in the bathhouse. And also, if you know the famous anime, Spirited Away by Miyazaki Hayao, it is said that the bathhouse is the model of the model in the anime.
Okay, so the Dogo Onsen, Dogo Hot Springs Honkan is the model in the anime. Model bathhouse.
Model bathhouse.
In the
anime.
Yeah, good. Okay, Dogo Onsen, good. Yeah, I think actually everyone goes to a lot of the hot springs for the water, right? But actually people go to Dogo Onsen to see the building, right? One of the attractions. Okay. Good. Where do you recommend for hot springs?
In Japan, there are thousands of good hot spring resorts, but I would recommend Dogo Onsen in Matsuyama City.
Okay. You have a lot of fans as far away. Okay, good. Yeah?
Outstanding feature of Dogo Onsen is its wooden bathhouse and built in the late 19th century. And then there are four types of hot springs. And apart from the hot spring, there is a hot spring only used by the imperial family. Mm-hmm. And after taking a bath there, you can enjoy traditional Japanese sweets and green tea in a private room. And also, in addition, Dogo Onsen is one of the models of Miyazaki Hayao's famous animation film called Spirited Away, and which won the first prize in many film festivals.
Okay, good. All right, let's try again. Where would you recommend for a hot springs?
I would recommend Hakone.
Okay.
Part of Fuji Hakone is a national park. The region embodies all Japan's most characteristic geographic traits, volcanoes, small lakes, thermal springs, and verdant forests. Hot springs, onsen, we call it, in Hakone are among some of the best in Japan, and it's only just over 1 hour from Tokyo.
Okay, sure. Hakone is a nice place, and the convenience to Tokyo is good. Do you know how to go?
Many ways.
Okay.
And for tourists, I recommend Hakone Free Pass by Odakyu Railway Company.
Okay.
And valid for 2-3 days. Two days valid 5,000 yen. 3 days 5,500 yen. It covers almost all journeys departing from Shinjuku. This is a round trip. And discounts for some sightseeing.
Right. Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's really great because it also includes what the cable car, the switchback railway.
Yeah.
It includes what ropeway, the pirate boat.
I don't know in details.
Yeah.
But,
So all of the transportation is, and buses.
About 5,000.
Yeah. So you could go for all those. That's what's fun about Hakone is you can take the boat, the pirate boat. You can take the ropeway, and what is that? We call switchback. You think you say Tozan Tetsudo or something, but we call switchback train. So all of that's included. So it's really fun. Yeah. Good deal. Good. Where do you recommend?
I would recommend Kinugawa Spring Hotel, located in the west part of Tochigi Prefecture.
I mean, Kinugawa.
Kinugawa Spring Hotel.
Spring Hotel.
Oh, no, sorry. Spring Resort.
Oh, Resort, okay.
Resort, which is located in the west part of Tochigi Prefecture, which takes about 2 hours from Asakusa Station in Tokyo. Many hotels and Japanese-style inn called ryokan is along the river called the Kinugawa.
Okay, are along the river.
Along the river. Called Kinugawa. Which forms a spectacular gorge. So, while people are taking a hot spring bath, you can see the river and mountains, beautiful mountains, from the hotels or ryokan. Because these ryokans and hotels are located in halfway up the gorge, And also this place is very close to Nikko, so if you have time, you can go to Nikko before after you leave Kinugawa Hotel.
Right, either before or after, right, visiting. Sure, yeah, that's usually a good destination. Okay, we'll do question number 6. What can you tell me about Hakone?
Okay. Hakone is in Kanagawa Prefecture, middle part of Japan, and it's about 1 hour and a half from Tokyo, by train or by car, or you can take a bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are so many things about Hakone, but I will tell you 3 of them. One is famous onsen, and it's in mountainous area, and it is very quiet, secluded, and many famous people and common people go over there to enjoy.
All right.
And second, There is a very famous lake called Lake Ashinoko. Lake Ashinoko. And there you can enjoy fishing, especially black bass.
Okay.
And third thing which is very famous is it used to be a checkpoint in Edo period. And you can see very old checkpoint over there and old buildings. Most rebuilt, but you can enjoy the atmosphere of old time Japan.
Okay, good. All right. Tell me about Hakone.
I was going to recommend Hakone hot springs, if you ask.
Okay.
That's my favorite onsen resort.
Okay.
And of course, there are many hot spring areas in Hakone, including Hakone, Yumoto, and Gora. Mm-hmm. And there are many other attractions, museums, and lakes, and beautiful scenery that, of course, you can watch beautiful Mount Fuji. Mm-hmm. in Hakone area. And also, my favorite event is Hakone Ekiden. Hakone Ekiden is a university runner's relay race,
uh-huh,
which will take place in January 2nd. So it's a round trip from Tokyo to Hakone, mm-hmm, then Hakone to Tokyo, mm-hmm, on the following day.
Right.
So this is my favorite program I watch on the TV for the
New Year's.
New Year's.
Ah, okay. Good.
That's all.
Can I go to Hakone by Shinkansen?
Yes, you can take Shinkansen Kodama and then transfer at Odawara, mm-hmm, then take the mountain train.
I think the switchback is from Yumoto
to Gora. Yeah, we have to go to the Hakone Yumoto, then transfer, take the mountain to the Tetsudo to go to the Gora.
So a lot of people who go to Hakone like to take the Shinkansen so they could go to Odawara one way and then take a bus or train to Yumoto. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, what we'll do is take a break for about 10 minutes and then we'll come back and we'll finish the rest of these and we'll start with question 7 about how to go to Mount Fuji. Okay, and we'll see you in a few minutes.